I'm going to step off the lamp now.
So to close out, if you want to talk briefly about the morality and capitalism video that's been released there.
Sure.
Just trying to dig into what exactly, there's a whole list of different fallacies and logical errors that people can make. I wonder what you meant by the fallacy of belief.
Well, I have no belief. I hate the word, and, you know, Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so, and that says it all to me. I mean, I said Mark Twain's my favorite author. The guy was a genius, and, yeah, you know. It's all about science and reason for me. I don't know what to say. I don't use the word.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to use the word. Belief is, you know, you can't put your, you can't see it, smell it, touch it, feel it, hear it. That's belief. And if I can't do those five things, at least, you know, with my senses and my brain and logic and reason, I just don't, I'm not a believer. It's as simple as that. I don't know how else to say it. You know, I haven't been a believer for a long time.
I wonder how much that may have influenced some of your life choices and path along the way.
Well, I've had an interesting life, and you know, I've taken some risks in my life. So, and you know, you asked me how do I want to die, and I said doing something which makes me happy. So, you know,
yeah.
I love to pound rocks, and I love to fish and hunt, and so, you know, one of those things.
Not a lot of belief required in any of those activities.
Yeah, you know, life is a death sentence.
Yeah, it is a terminal illness.
Yeah, so if you approach your life like that, then you're probably going to lead a more productive, in-the-moment, happy life. You know, when you're not trying to be concerned about some illogical idea that you can be immortal.
And any, do you try to shake up the people out there in terms of trying to help, you're out there making these statements in a public venue, you know, the videos on YouTube. Do you hope to change, reach people who may not necessarily believe or feel some of the...
No, absolutely not. I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a live and let live guy. People can do what they want to do. And that goes back to the do not tread on me and I will not tread on you, you know. I find it counterproductive to argue religion with religious people, some religious people. You know, it's just not something that is part of my life. So, no, I'm not on a platform to convince people. I mean, when you look at it, I was probably the only person at that seminar that stood up and talked and sat down, and there was no question. There were no questions. I didn't expect there to be questions. I was just stating my platform, you know. It was like kind of like a manifesto. And,
yeah.
You know, I'll be glad to discuss it, but I don't, you know. You know, I just reject dogma,
yeah,
and doctrine. And number one, it's the basis of it is I have a very high disdain for authority, and I always have. You know, and you know, if someone tells me I can't do something or I'm not supposed to do something, you know, maybe I would challenge that. As long as I don't harm them.
Yep, that's,
you know,
right.
This is all about the non-aggression policy.
And I wonder to what degree, you know, you're inspired or encouraged by the potential for this stuff to live on in some way, given the modern digital age and, you know, the potential for things, information like this to be present in the future in a way that it may not have been in the past?
Well, you know, it's this whole libertarian movement has not been, you know, I mean, you can say that Murray Rothbard invented it. You know, I mean, it's got its roots in the founding fathers of the U.S. and the Constitution. But this movement is gaining rapidly. I mean, look at Gary Johnson, who was the governor of New Mexico from what, I'm trying to remember the years, I would say 1992 to 2000 maybe, and now all of a sudden he's going to get at least 10% of the vote, I think, and he's, last poll I saw, he's 25% in New Mexico, and the guy's, you know, he's pretty much a libertarian and a free thinker, and so hopefully our movement gains traction. If you really take a look at most Americans and you gave them, I don't know if you've ever seen that the world's simple political quiz, and, you know, I first saw it on watching John Stossel, who's is pretty much a libertarian guy. And, you know, you give that test to most Americans, or a significant number of Americans, they fall in the libertarian range. They just don't quite realize it. So it's a matter of talking about it, and we're gaining traction. I find that encouraging.
Well, and the potential to really just open up access to information and divergent views.
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, we are in, I mean, it's, the internet's changed our lives, and, you know, I couldn't write and be on top of so many topics if I didn't have the ability to go research whatever I need on the internet. So, I mean, changing the world, and that's good.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, you know, you taking the time here with me today to create some new content and put it out there. Who knows who will read it long into the future.
Yeah, well, that's kind of exciting, isn't it? Because it's a shy of we destroying ourselves and the earth with nuclear war, you know, this stuff is going to be around a long time, and that's nice.
Yeah.
Think about it in the day. I mean, we have Socrates and Aristotle and Archimedes and Newton, and, you know, nobody ever heard those guys speak. All it's probably remnants of what they wrote. You know,
I'm with you.
There's one. Geez, man, design a helicopter sometime in the 16th century.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good.
Well, thank you very much. I'll let you go here.
All right. Thanks for your time. And I look forward to whatever you glean out of this. So we've talked quite a lot. So good luck with transcription of even parts of this.
Yes, I did a call with a company recently, and it was an 8,000 word transcript.
Well, wouldn't surprise me if I've spoken way more than that today. So
my favorite part was that I think I had about 500 words in the thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, your questions have been great. So I can tell you've done a lot of prep on that, and I really appreciate the time that you have devoted to some of my writings and just to delve into it and ask me questions. So
pleasure.
Thanks for your underlying research, Peter.
You're welcome.
All right.
All the best.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.